I went to, used to be a school right up here on my land. They called it the Crossing School. I went there till then, I don't know, probably 1910 or 1912, and then the Presbyterians come in here and built a school they called Wildwood. And they run it a while with the Presbyterians, and then they sold it to the county. And it's still going on. They built a new, the old schoolhouse got burned up that I went to, and then they built a new brick school up here. It's a mile and a half or something like that up to the schoolhouse. I finished, finished the rest of my schooling now.
At the Wildwood?
Wildwood School.
Okay. And how old were you when you stopped school? When you finished?
Well, I was about 18 years old. My dad died in 1915, and I had to quit. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was living, but he was old, and I had to quit and go to the farm, and I never went after 18. Mm-hmm.
Was that about, what grade was that? Did they have?
Well, that is just about when you got through up there, is about what you get now in high school. Mm-hmm. Just about.
Okay.
Or a little better.
Yeah. Okay.
They run them now. They run them through now.
They sure do.
This was run by women up there in that office. Good teachers. You had to walk the choke line and you had to pass your grades before you got it. Go to another one.
Was the school named after your mother? Or was it because it was on your property?
No, you mean this school here, the Crowson School?
Yeah.
It come off of the Crowson land. My granddad gave it to him, you know, to, as long as it's used for school purposes. And then when it quit for school purposes, it went back to the original owner of the farm, and it come back to him.
Mm-hmm. Now, are most of your friends around here, what do they do?
Well, different things, you know, different things. A lot of them works the looming plant. A lot of them works out here at this mill at Sevierville. Some works in Knoxville. They work around different places.
More
of them works, I guess, at the looming plant.
Uh-huh.
Or out here at this year knitting mill over here at Sevierville. There's a lot of people in here and the women all works at Gatlinburg.
What kind of work do they do in?
I wash dishes and cook. Uh-huh. I work at them motels and hotels.
I see.
There's a side of women works up there, just a side of them. I've got a girl that works up there. She's been there, I guess, for 20 years. She works up there at the village center to Western Union, bus stop, one thing and another. She sells tickets. There's a side of women works in here from goes to Gatlinburg. That's where these three women been the other day when they come back home, got crippled up down there.
I see, that's terrible.
Anything. Some cleans houses and cleans rooms. Some cooks. I've got a neighbor over here. She's worked for years. She's a good cook. She cooks. Some washes dishes. Some cleans house. Some does one thing. Some another. Whatever the need.
Uh-huh. How long does it take to drive to Gatlinburg from your house?
Oh, ordinarily about 30 minutes. If you don't get fouled up down
there. No, this road, you have to drive mighty slow.
Yeah, you got to go slow.
Well, I know what they say.
It's about 6, 7, I guess it's about, well, it's 13 miles from here to Sevierville, and I guess it'd be 15 miles from here to Gatlinburg. It's a little further from this highway out here to Gatlinburg than it is to Sevierville.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it depends on where you go to in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, sure.
If you just go to the city limits, it wouldn't be that far.
Right. Right. Have you belonged to any clubs or organizations like with our agricultural organizations or farming organizations, social organizations?
No, I reckon not as I know of. I used to do a lot of work through that office out there way back yonder, measuring tobacco. See, they had to elect committeemen, you know, and I was a committeeman a long time. I measured tobacco for a number of years, worked through that office. That's all I've ever done away from home on the farm.
Would you tell me a little more about that? What was a committeeman?